You are standing in the parking lot long after the engine has cooled. The keys are still in your hand, but you cannot make yourself turn them. Inside the car, or perhaps inside the house you just left, is the child you cannot fix. You have tried every word, every touch, every strategy. Your hands feel empty, useless. The horror is not that they are breaking. The horror is that you are watching it happen and there is nothing you can do to stop it. I am here. I am sitting on the curb beside you. I am not offering a solution. I am not telling you to hold on tighter. I am just naming the dust we are sitting in. There was a night when the light itself felt this way. In a garden called Gethsemane, under the weight of what was coming, the light fell on its face in the dirt. It did not stand tall. It did not preach. It collapsed. It begged for the cup to pass. It asked if there was any other way. It was overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And the friends it asked to stay awake? They slept. They could not watch. They could not help. The light was alone in its terror. It knew the crushing weight of loving someone you cannot save from the dark. If you feel like a failure because your hands are empty, listen to this. The light fell on the ground too. Its inability to change the Father's will did not mean it had failed. It meant it was human. It meant it was honest. Your emptiness is not a sign that you have lost your way. It is the only place where the truth can begin. You cannot pull the pain out of them. You cannot fix this. And that does not mean you have failed as a parent. It means you are standing in the same garden where the light once trembled. You are not required to be the miracle. You are only required to be the witness who stays,